There's a story of a man, you might have heard it before. A story of a man who lived in a little village outside of Budapest. And one day he went to his local wise man and complained, "Life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in just 1 room. What on earth can I do?" Now the wise man said, "Take your goat into your room with you." The man was incredulous, but the wise man insisted, "Do as I say, come back in a week." A week later, the man comes back looking even more distraught. "We can't stand it," he tells the wise man. "The goat is filthy." The wise man tells him, "Go home and let the goat out of the room and come back in a week." The man returns radiant to the wise man in a week's time, exclaiming, "Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now, especially because there's no goat and just 9 of us." Now I wonder sometimes whether our own attitude to life, to the circumstances we're in, can be a bit like this man's attitude. He had a slightly wonky perspective, and his perspective changed dependent upon his circumstances. Now we know as Christians, we should be encouraged, excited, living for God, knowing his remarkable saving grace, knowing what he's done for us in Christ Jesus, knowing what we celebrated at Christmas, knowing what we're going to celebrate at Easter. We know that we should be aware of God's presence in our lives, but sometimes it just isn't that easy. Sometimes life isn't that easy. Sometimes the trials and struggles of the world, our own sin and other people's sin, get in the way of us realizing and remembering and thanking God for all that he has done. And that's why today, the last Sunday of 2013, we've heard from a number of people about what God has done in their life over the past year. And we'll hear from Viv a little later on as well. It's always good to hear of what God is doing in the lives of others to encourage us and equip us for all that we have to face in our own lives. But I want to read to you now from Psalm 100 there, and then bring a couple of points out that I think enable us to give thanks to God. So if you want to turn to Psalm 100, if you have a Bible with you, if you have a church Bible, it's on page 604. It says this, Psalm 100. "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." And the more that we read scripture, the more we'll notice that underlying a lot of the stories, a lot of the Psalms, a lot of Paul's letters, is an attitude of thankfulness as an obvious and appropriate response to God's actions. It's always there, underlining subtly sometimes the right attitude to God. But in the Psalms, when we get to the Psalms, the subtlety is all gone. The psalmist just tells it as it is. Shout for joy to the Lord. Psalm 100 is one of those places where we're left in no doubt as to be our response to what God has done. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Now this psalm was used when the people of Israel were entering into the temple to praise God, to worship God. And now people came from all over the land. People came from all sorts of different circumstances. People came from their own weeks, their own months, their own jobs, their own lives. Much as we all come from different places to gather together on a Sunday to worship God. Now this psalm doesn't say anything about their individual circumstances. But it still calls them to be thankful and to worship God. And it's not avoiding individual circumstances, but it's recognising, as we've heard a couple of times, in the midst of individual circumstances, God is consistent and constant. God is good and deserves our worship and thanks. And why is that? Well, I think this psalm just brings out two things that I want to share with you this morning. Reasons to be thankful as we leave 2013 and enter 2014. And the first one is we can be thankful for who God is. Verse 3 encourages us to know that the Lord is God. Know that the Lord is God. In the midst of that world, when the psalm was written, where there were lots of surrounding gods, he's saying, know that the Lord is God. The Lord you worship is God. In the midst of our world, where we can sort of pick and choose our religion, where religions are created on the basis of popular opinion, as an example, you can see the 2001 census where Jedi became the fourth largest religion in the UK. The psalmist is calling us to know that the Lord we worship is God. The Lord we worship is God. It leads us to thankfulness because it also tells us about his character. That he is good, his love endures forever, and he is faithful throughout all generations. Have a look at verse 5. We're not just to have confidence in the fact that the Lord is God, but we are to see his characteristics and respond to them in praise and thanks. The Lord is good. Fundamentally, God is good. God is good. He's fundamentally opposite to evil. Now, there's a lot of debate about this in the world at large. And there's sometimes debate about this inside the church as well. But Scripture's testimony to God is clear throughout. God is good. In the midst of difficult circumstances, God is good. In the midst of confusing and mysterious times, in frustrating circumstances, God is good. In the midst of our own trials brought about by our own sin, by other sin, by evil in the world, God remains good. And we can testify to his goodness because God's love endures forever. His love has not changed from the day that he gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai to the day he appeared as the angel of the Lord to Mary and to Joseph and sent his son Jesus to the day we gathered here on the last Sunday of 2013. His love endures forever. It is the same and tomorrow. And because his love endures forever, he is faithful throughout all generations. He is faithful throughout all generations. And that includes our own. We all know the temptation to look back to a previous generation and think it was better for this reason or that reason. But his love endures forever and he is faithful to all generations. And we might look around at what's happening in our world today. Think of Syria. Think of the Philippines. We look at the wars, the refugees, the famine. We might look at our own country, our own city. We might look at our own lives and be tempted to despair and presume that God's just left us to get on with it. We might see the financial mismanagement in our country and around the world. We might see the social injustices in our country. We might see our own struggles with sin, our own difficulties with relationships, and be tempted to despair and presume that God has left us to it. But Scripture says that God is faithful throughout all generations, and this includes our own. He is there and he is not silent. He has spoken through Scriptures and by his Son Jesus Christ, to whom the Scriptures testify. He is just as faithful today as he was when he sent his Son Jesus. when he met the Israelites on Mount Sinai. And he will continue to be faithful to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation until he closes history and sends his son Jesus again. And so we can enter his courts with praise and give thanks and praise his name, because he is good and his love endures forever. He is faithful throughout all generations. But that is not it. That's not the end. The second reason we have to be thankful is for what God has done. Not just who he is, but what he has done. Verse 3 again. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his. What has God done? He's made us. And this isn't necessarily a reference to his creating power, his creating us. Though of course he is our creator. But what God is talking about, what the psalmist is talking about, is God creating a people for himself. Initially with the nation of Israel. Creating a people for himself. Calling the nation of Israel out to be the people of God. And so what we have to be thankful for today is for God making us ourselves God's people through Christ Jesus. And we have spent a month anticipating and celebrating the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died the death we should die, so that we might live the life as people of God, forgiven and welcomed in his presence. We've spent Christmas being thankful to each other for cards, for gifts, for the well wishes, and then trying to make sure we remember to be thankful to God for sending his son. And as we enter 2014 in just a few days' time, we don't leave our thankfulness behind, but we take it with us, knowing that we are created to be the people of God. He's called us out. And so the second reason to be thankful is because what God has done in making us his people through the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Our identity is secure in him. We are his people. Saved by the blood of Jesus, sealed and secured with the Holy Spirit, who is our down payment, who is our promise of more to come, the promise that God will complete what he started in our lives. You and I, we are not our own, and neither do we belong to this world, but we are the people of God. And so we worship God with gladness, and we come before him with joyful song, because he has dealt with our sin, created for himself a people whose identity is solely based on the love God has shown us in Christ Jesus. And so we're encouraged, we're reminded, and we're equipped to respond to God, who is faithful, who is good, whose love endures forever, and who has made us to be his people, with hearts of thankfulness and praise. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We give thanks to him and praise his name. We're going to stand together and we're going to read Psalm 100 together. It's going to be on the screen. So if you can stand, please do stand. Let's read together. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues.